Hola, good people. It's Mystic here, and welcome to Natural Mystic Podcast. I hope that you have had a peace-filled week. I hope that you have been speaking positivity over you and your life, just being grateful. And that's how we will get through. That's how we'll get through life, just looking for silver linings, and in all things, give thanks. So just kicking off the episode, for us over here in the States, Halloween is approaching. Halloween is October the 31st. Now, I know that we are one of the few countries that actually celebrates Halloween, but it kicks off our holiday season, and it's a fun time. We, meaning the kids and the adults, we love to pick a costume and pretend we are someone else for the day, whether it's a pirate, princess, or Pokemon. For some of us, this is a time to show people who you truly are or how you truly feel on the inside. One would have never known Sam had a sense of humor if he didn't dress up like a hot dog for Halloween. We always thought he was a know-it-all who never wanted to be bothered. That's how Sam was viewed. But come to find out, Sam was nothing like that. He was actually a silly goofball once he opened up. We tend to view people, things, situations off a 3-second glance. But why? Why do we do this? So today we will be talking about perspective. Your point of view. Vocabulary's definition of perspective is the way you see something. Everyone has different beliefs, different cultures, and life experiences. Mississippi is a Bible Belt state, which in short means either you grew up in church or you are familiar with God and the church. That is belief, culture, and my experience all in one. And I loved it. As you can tell, I love our Father, always have since I was a little girl. I was the girl who quoted scripture as she volunteered to be baptized, and it is rooted in me to this day. My perspective about church, however, was arrogant. And it was like that all my life. If it wasn't a church, then God wasn't there. If you didn't go to church, then I would automatically think twice about you. And I know that I'm not the only one who felt that way, but that was my perspective. But with all things, your way of thinking can evolve, and it comes from growth. It comes from knocking, seeking, and asking. Nowadays, my perspective is changing constantly. It seems like everything I thought I knew, I don't. I had to deprogram my brain, and not only deprogram it, but I had to open it up. I had to realize that my way wasn't necessarily the proper way. And it's okay to be wrong. Well, it's okay to be wrong about things, but the key is to adjust. Adjust what's needed to level up and grow. The way we view our lives affect our decision making. If we go to work not happy with the amount we're making, then we can view that job as a dead end. Now that decision about starting our business seems impossible because how are you going to pay for it? It's a negative spiral that will affect a decision after a decision. And with everything, it goes deeper. What about your family? We can view our family in a way that we will restrict what you truly or what we truly want to do. We will limit ourselves because no one else in the family ever graduated from college, or my entire family lived on a certain part of town, so that's what's meant for me. And it's not. We have to change how we view things. We will miss out on so much confining ourselves to self-doubt that will never leave. We will always have doubts because that's the enemy's job. His job is to plant lies, but it's our job to know and identify those lies. I used to always say, identify the enemy's voice. We have to know the voice of God, which is good, and the voice of the bad. The enemy can disguise his voice well, but we have that gut feeling, that intuition that's telling us to step out anyway. So don't fall victim to self-doubt. And what I always do in everything, just run it by our Father. He will let you know in some shape or form what to do. And don't be hard-headed. Take heed. When I started this podcast, I told everyone that I wouldn't be working by the end of the year. And then I got bold and I said I would be gone from that job by October. Now, I said this with the intent that my podcast would be monetized and that I would be traveling and getting paid for bookings, and this is all still happening very soon. However, things don't go as planned. That was my plan, but God's plan was for me to not be working and depending solely on him for a time. Well, and my husband, thank God for him. So I manifested me not working, and it came to pass. My last day at work was October the 4th, manifestation. Now I am manifesting for me to elevate. And that's what you have to do. Deprogram your mind, ask, seek, and knock, and then wait for guidance. For a girl who stayed in a homeless shelter, I don't play about money, right? But when God says, be still, we must be still. And know that he's working this out, because he is. My mind knows that he will give you and I all the desires of our hearts. But as I said before, he just have to be able to trust us with it. He's not going to give someone $1 million if he knows that they're a selfish person and won't share it with anyone. We have to position ourselves in a way to receive it. Do good and don't take things for granted. Share what you have with others, for God will be well pleased. Hebrews 13:16. Position yourself. We have to change the way we do things. Now, I know that we have been taught to help those who help us, but what about those who don't help us? We've been taught revenge and getting even, but as we grow, evolve, and transcend into our higher versions, we have to lose that old way of thinking and be open. Be open to change. Be open to new ideas. It's truly a breath of fresh air. We were taught beliefs as kids. Those beliefs affected our life experiences, and now our experiences shape our decision making. Now, I'm not saying lose your beliefs, especially those core moral values, but I'm saying don't be dogmatic. Don't be so willing to not change. You know, being stuck in your ways, that's not a thing. We don't know everything and we never will. However, it will be a shame for us to live our lives blind to the true beauty of creativity. When our Father created us, he did it in such a way that we will continuously find a new definition of wonders. It's a beautiful experience. I saw a question the other day and it said, what does your soul want to experience in this lifetime? So along with fasting and restricting ourselves, along with living positive, add this. And I know, as the course winds down, things tend to get harder. But serious, that's a beautiful question. What does your soul want to experience in this lifetime? Not what your family wants to experience, or your friends, your children, your co-workers, your classmates. Only what do you want to experience? Heavenly Father, this day we thank you for it. We thank you for another week. We thank you for the men and women of God that you are molding and shaping us into. And we ask that you continue to work on our behalf. We ask for a continued hedge of protection around us and our energy. And we thank you for it. Bless us, Lord. Bless us with newness. Bless us that we aren't dismissive of your creativity. And we thank you. We love you and thank you in advance. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Good people, listen, man, next week is our last week in this season. I'm not crying, you're crying. I truly thank God for all of you, and I continue to pray for y'all off air all the time. And I will always, because that's what family is for. All right, y'all, I'm gone. Love y'all lots. Don't forget homework, positivity, continuing to fast and restrict yourselves with self-discipline. And think on this question, what does your soul want to experience before leaving this earth? What does your soul want to experience before leaving this earth? Have a beautiful week. Until next time, good people.